For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. Foodborne illnesses cost the U.S. more than $15 billion a year, according to new estimates from food safety researchers. Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted reports.
There were 9.4 million identified cases of foodborne illnesses in 2011, caused by pathogens like norovirus, listeria, and salmonella. Add up the cost of hospitalization, medication, and lost wages due to missing work, and that comes to a bill of $15.2 billion, according to a report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. USDA economist Sandra Hoffman says 95% of foodborne illnesses in the U.S. are caused by just 15 different pathogens.
Knowing what different pathogens cost gives us an idea of where the biggest problems are and how to focus them. Just knowing the number of illnesses isn't enough because illnesses vary a lot in how serious they are.
Researchers estimate the vast majority of foodborne illnesses aren't diagnosed, leaving the potential price tag even higher. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.
iPads are becoming a bigger part of learning processes in the classrooms of South Callaway County schools. South Callaway Superintendent Kevin Hillman says this has been a three-year project. 2 years ago, the school district provided iPads to the 4th and 7th graders as a pilot program. Last year, the district took a step towards full implementation. Hillman says that disciplinary problems in the elementary and middle schools have dropped about 50% since the district implemented the program. Student engagement is increasing as the students find the electronic environment in the classroom cool for their generation.
You know, with an electronic environment classroom, we can look at a textbook, but we can also go online and research any up-to-date, whether it be letters or any kind of information placed on whatever subject that they are working on. So there's just a lot more resources coming in.
Hillman and the school district want the parents and students to realize that the iPad is not a teacher. Rather, it is a tool for learning. He believes it is a move in the right direction as technology is becoming a significant part of our everyday lives. The South Callaway schools allow students from the 3rd to 12th grade to take their iPads home with them, but the district can monitor their use on the device. The search for a new education commissioner in Missouri is causing friction between the state school board president and an association of school superintendents. School board president Peter Hershen says he sees no reason to delay and wants a new commissioner named by the end of the month. He says he sees no need for a national search or convening working groups to discuss priorities. He says the board has several strong candidates. The Kansas City Star reports the Missouri Association of School Administrators says it does not see the need to hurry and would prefer the search take enough time to choose a commissioner who would work well with the school districts in the state. The new education commissioner will replace retiring commissioner Chris Nicastro. Inmates at a Missouri prison have been taking care of 155 new trees that will be donated to Joplin to replace trees lost in the May 2011 tornado. The Missouri Department of Correction says oaks, tulip, poplars, and other trees will be donated to help Joplin recover from the tornado, which destroyed more than 15,000 trees. The EF5 tornado killed 161 people and damaged or destroyed several buildings. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon says he will create an independent commission to study issues that have surfaced since the fatal police shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson. The group will examine the social and economic conditions underscored by the unrest in the St. Louis suburb since a white police officer shot and killed the unarmed black 18-year-old on August 9th. Nixon outlined his plan for the commission Tuesday at St. Louis Community College's Florissant Valley campus. Members of the commission, which is formed through an executive order, will be announced next month. Besides the study of conditions that led to the unrest, the group is also to come up with recommendations for making the St. Louis region a fairer place to live. A judge says he plans to rule against a subsidiary of Ameren Corporation in a legal fight over whether it needs state permission to build a high-voltage power line across northern Missouri. Cole County Circuit Judge Dan Green said Monday that he's inclined to reject Ameren's request for a declaration that the Missouri Public Service Commission has no authority over the power line. Ameren Transmission Company of Illinois wants to build a roughly 100-mile power line across Missouri from Iowa to Illinois' borders. It's part of a 480-mile transmission line from Iowa to western Indiana. Earlier Monday, Green allowed landowners opposed to the power line to join the legal fight. Ameren hasn't chosen an exact route yet, but landowners fear it could use eminent domain against them. Enrollment at Jefferson City Public Schools has been increasing steadily since 2007, and according to members of the Jefferson City Long-Range Facility Planning Committee, that trend won't be stopping anytime soon. Co-chairperson Lorelei Schwartz said the committee tried to design a plan for all of the facilities within the Jefferson City Public School District to accommodate that growth in enrollment.
We have some of our second and third grade classes are over 800 students, and there's no way that our high school can accommodate those classes coming up.
The committee shared their plan with the public last night at Lewis and Clark Middle School. Some current needs recommended in their plan involve building a new East End elementary school as well as a brand new high school. Missouri is hosting a competition for authors of screenplays and TV pilot scripts that use Missouri as their setting. Three winning scripts will be selected. The authors will receive a free trip to Missouri for a February fellowship with professional scriptwriters as their mentors. The competition is part of an effort to promote Missouri as a place to shoot movies and TV shows. It's being sponsored by the Missouri Film Office within the State Tourism Division and the Missouri Motion Media Association. Parts of the new hit movie Gone Girl were filmed in Cape Girardeau, where the cast and crew spent about 2 months. The State Department of Economic Development has said more than $7.8 million was spent on the Missouri portion of the production. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.